Okay, next item, please.
Item number 3 is the follow-up discussions from the September 23rd, 2021 public hearing. Madam Chair, board members, as you all know, this item is a standing item that occurs after each public hearing to discuss, just to have discussions about what was discussed at the public hearing.
Thank you, Jody. Good morning, Mary. This item is informational.
Yes. Yes. So we had 3 organizations speak and provide public comment at the September 23rd meeting: the Milwaukee Mental Health Task Force, Meda House, and Disability Rights Wisconsin. All 3 organizations provided some very impactful public comment. I will be addressing the public comment that the Milwaukee Mental Health Task Force cited in item 19 later in the agenda, so I won't speak to that. And again, we are lacking public comment from users of the Behavioral Health Division and our services. So again, we need to continue to look at how are we reaching out to the community to get people to provide public comment when we have public comment sessions. And I just wanted to know from the board members that were available at the public comment whether there were any individuals that had any feedback or reactions to anything that was said at that public comment that resonated with you, that you would like to reflect on today as a result of the things that were said, just as a recap for today. Anything?
The only thing that comes to mind, Mary, is the item that you will later discuss. So I'll look forward to a little bit more content there.
Okay.
Yeah, and I also know that, you know, it's continuously a problem, right, to get more presence at those meetings. I'm not sure what that's a function of. I know that there have been efforts to engage the public. I think that that's going to be a continuous need for engagement in maybe in outside the box ways or creative ways into 2022. So I think we need to just keep our eye on the ball, you know. Get that priority.
Okay. All right. So we'll further address the item in item number 19. Thank you.